President Trump's Commission on Combating Drug Addiction and the Opioid Crisis releases its final report today, a week after the president declared the crisis a public health emergency without assigning new funding. Lev Fasher is Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Lev, you saw the report earlier this week. What jumps out at you?
Quite a few things, but among the bigger bullets are the potential for an expanded system of drug courts. That's going to depend a lot on implementation. More intense prescriber regulations for doctors hoping to be renewed for licenses to prescribe opioids, and tweaks even to surveys that ask patients to measure pain levels, and maybe tweaks to reimbursement rates from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So a lot of potentially impactful policy changes, but again, these are just recommendations.
Well, you mentioned drug courts, and these are courts in which, you know, an abuser who violates a probation, for instance, can be diverted to a court as opposed to prison and maybe have access to treatment as well as the legal path. So what is the recommendation there?
So the recommendation that there be an existing drug court in every one of the country's federal judicial districts is a big one. It's also going to depend a lot on implementation. There are concerns that not every drug court necessarily adheres to the standard of care, but there are also recommendations that would ensure folks in these court systems are being prescribed medication-assisted treatment and counseling. So in general, there's a consensus that an expanded drug court system that allows people to access more treatment and avoid getting too tangled up in the criminal justice system for low-level drug offenses is a very positive development.
Okay. You mentioned tweaks to reimbursement rates. There's a recommendation that Medicare and Medicaid review their policies because there's thinking that the prescription of opioids is incentivized because of the reimbursement over non-opioid treatments?
Exactly. That is a big issue that a lot of people think leads to the overprescription of opioids. And more broadly, the commission is recommending that the Department of Health and Human Services review and modify rate-setting policies that better cover the true costs of substance use disorder treatment. And they specifically cite in that inpatient psychiatric facility rates.
Yeah. There's also a call for getting more education for people who prescribe opioids.
Yeah, there is an ask essentially that the DEA require physicians hoping to be relicensed to prescribe opioids demonstrate as part of that application continued participation in an educational program that updates doctors on standards of care and best practices for prescribing these controlled substances.
Why would the commission recommend that there be a reevaluation of pain questions?
There is a thinking, essentially, that patients who are experiencing pain post-medical procedure are more likely to poorly rate the care they receive if they're experiencing any pain at all. And, of course, providers don't want that. So there is the idea in this report that Medicare and Medicaid providers eliminate questions about pain from surveys so that they're not incentivized to prescribe more painkillers than their doctors objectively think are necessary.
Well, as we mentioned, President Trump got a lot of criticism for not talking about specifics of funding for a lot of these requests. But New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who heads the Opioid Commission, defended Trump this weekend on ABC's This Week. Let's listen.
I think the president's got to sit down with Congress now, and Congress has to put this money in. The Public Health Emergency Fund has only $57,000 in it, so it's time to fund that.
So does the report say anything about funding?
The report acknowledges a need for funding to implement a lot of these recommendations, but the report, and I think the White House in general, have left the funding ask to Congress, which in fairness is how money is spent in the federal government. There is a number, $45 billion, that keeps on getting thrown around by people like Sarah Sanders and Kellyanne Conway. That's because the number $45 billion is the value of a fund Republicans had included in a bill this summer that would have repealed the Affordable Care Act if it had passed. It didn't. Republicans are using that essentially to say, look at all the money we were willing to spend on a bill that Democrats weren't willing to vote for. The other side of that is two senators, Ed Markey and Bob Casey, Democrats, are pushing a $45 billion bill over the course of a decade, just like the Republican version, that would take steps to address the opioid crisis, fund addiction treatment and prevention services. And they also introduced it on a partisan basis. So there are two camps, both of whom are citing the number $45 billion. It'll be interesting to see whether they can actually agree or whether both sides are just posturing, because the question of how Congress is going to offset that cost is a big one.
One last quick question. The commissioners are also calling for more emergency responders to be allowed to give out naloxone or Narcan, the drug that can reverse overdoses. But we thought most emergency responders could.
The report cites a couple state-level regulations that prevent some categories of emergency responders from administering Narcan. Currently, there are four categories, of which in some states only two are allowed to administer overdose reversal drugs. The report recommends states and the highway transportation authorities review those regulations to make sure at least three of those four categories are given permission to administer those drugs.
That's Lev Fasher, Washington correspondent for STAT, on the recommendations from President Trump's Commission on Combating the Opioid Crisis. Lev, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.